Awarangi Tamihere is with us. The Whanau Ora Commissioning Agency has become the first Māori and non-profit organisation to win Client of the Year and Idea of the Year at the 44th AXIA Awards. These awards are held to recognise and acknowledge outstanding creative campaigns across the past year. Motion Sickness scooped the Idea of the Year Award for their Rep Your Suburb campaign for Whanau Ora and also picked up a grand prize for Rep Your Suburbs. And Awarangi's kindly with us for a kōrero tuhine. Tēnā koe, hoki mai.
Tēnā koe, kia ora Dale. Good to be with you again.
Thanks, thanks, Awarangi. Yeah, that's cool, eh? Tell us about these kaupapa or projects that have been acknowledged here. Rep Your Suburbs. What's the background for it?
Yes, Rep Your Suburbs. People are probably saying, what on earth is that? Well, it happened in the midst of the census campaign last year, and you know, as numbers started to come to light from the Ministry of Statistics about the number of Māori who are completing census forms, Whanau Ora got a call, I think about 6 weeks just before the census's forms were due in, to say, which we always knew would be the case, that the numbers of Māori who had completed census forms were greatly reduced. And so they just asked Whanau Ora, literally in the last 6 weeks, is there a way that you can help us, particularly in Tamaki Makaurau? Tamaki Makaurau, for them, was a very big hotspot of, you know, the largest number of census forms of Māori not completed across Aotearoa. So Whanau Ora got into action and worked with its Whanau Ora partners across Tamaki Makaurau to look at how we could go into our suburbs and meet with our people to complete forms. And as part of that, there was a campaign that we needed to put online and visibly on billboards and so forth, just to have our whānau recognise that this campaign will be underway. So that's where Rep Your Suburbs campaign came into being. So it complemented the work of our whānau order partners on the ground in Tamaki Makaurau to have census forms completed by our whānau. But probably for us, the success of the campaign meant that in 6 weeks we were able to get 39,000 across Tamaki Makaurau complete census forms, which was huge for us, absolutely huge. That's just for us, probably the acknowledgement is more the number of whānau that came forward to do those forms with our whānau order partners.
Which just reminds me too that government agencies go to established advertising agencies normally to try and get the messages across. It didn't work through the COVID challenge, this centralised one-shoe-fits-all sort of approach out of Wellington. And it was literally Whanau Ora, Kaupapa, like Waipare and like Mūma, who went out in the streets to connect the dots with our vaccination campaigns. And the same here. What does it say about our ability, because we work in these communities, to understand the types of campaigns that will work? I mean, Rep Your Suburbs seems a neat idea, and I'm sure that it was Ōtahuhu that won the battle in the end, but maybe not. What would you say about our abilities to connect in the way that we message to our own communities, Awarangi?
Well, it's nothing new for our people. I mean, our communities on the ground have always had the answers for how to work with our people and how to support them in their own journey of change and their own journey of well-being. And as we know, a bottom being told from the top what to do on the bottom is not going to work unless you live and breathe in our communities, unless you understand them, unless you've built the trust with them over time. Nothing's going to work. You'll throw something at them, but they're not necessarily going to believe you and they aren't going to trust you. So it's about government agencies understanding that the days of them fronting and leading in our communities to make solutions work does not exist anymore. And they have to understand, they have to invest in our community organisations on the ground for them to lead the decisions, for them to lead the solutions. And Rep Your Suburb was just one example of that. Gone are the days where you've got ministries like Statistics who need to front and lead those campaigns. There is no trust there. You know, institutional trust and government agencies disappeared from about the 1970s, 1980s. A lot of government agencies haven't kept up with that. There is no trust there, but they can support by just being at the back end to support really good Māori organisations on the ground who know how to get the evidence, who know how to make the uptake happen. And Redfield suburbs is a classic example of that, you know. So that was one example at the awards. The other awards that came through for Whānau Ora is Whānau Ora ran our Future is Māori campaign, which was a very different campaign, which was about an aspirational campaign to say that, you know, we're advocating because our whānau do have aspirations, our whānau do have hopes, our whānau do have belief in the future, and they need to see that. They need to see that on the ground with the work that happens at our community organisations, but they need to see that on media. They need to see that on social media. And they need to understand that that is normal. That is what they should rightly be able to have and are entitled to. So another campaign that got awards at the New Zealand Advertising Awards was Our Future is Māori, and it was quite unusual. We didn't expect that at all, but for Whānau Ora to win Client of the Year against large corporate organisations who usually win those awards was huge. But it's very much about making sure that campaigns aren't just a campaign thrown out there, but they're a campaign where we can actually measure the change that happens as a result of it and identify how it contributes to really making a difference in the communities that we serve.
Tēnā koe, and congratulations then. Hey, everything Māori's under attack at the moment, if that's the feeling I would like. Where does Whānau Ora sit here as Māori initiatives keep getting the heavy hand from this coalition government? How's Whānau Ora faring?
We don't know the answer to that. Obviously, the budget in May will be a testament as to where Whānau Ora stands. But Whānau Ora is actually the commissioning agency for Te Kau Māui is 10 years old this year. And 10 years after being put in place, I don't know of any other solution we were able to actually evidence outcomes of change, but also evidence outcomes not just for a moment or time for a program, but we now do the social return on investment model. We've been doing it for 10 years. It is a priority for the government this year, but it is something we do as business as usual. And so for every financial dollar invested, we're able to evidence the social return. And not only that, we're moving to a really significant change process as well as doing outcomes. We're able to demonstrate some of the deeper whānau transformation where there's platforms set up with them so the outcomes aren't for a moment in time, they're enduring. So whānau going from crisis to stability to resilience to leadership. And that's all we can do is just evidence that we've got really good solutions that are decentralised and that work, but also that we have 106 Whānau Ora partners across Te Kau Māui who work together. And that's part of it. If you are working in complex issues where they're facing our people, you have to have a different type of leadership when you bring our Māori organisations to work together in a way that we've always been asked to be pitted against each other and compete. So we'll see what happens in May. Our model is testimony that no matter what happens in the government, we've actually got quite a powerful leadership emerging and powerful solutions on the ground that now really start to shape the next 40 years, how we'll continue to move no matter what the government is in of the day.
Yeah, tēnā koe. I was actually encouraged by Tama Pōtaka acknowledging Whānau Ora as a sound vehicle for social service delivery when he was talking with Moana earlier in the week. Do you sense that the new Minister of Māori Development has got your back?
Well, that's positive to hear that, and those are good things. You also remember Whānau Ora came in under the National Government 10 years ago, even though that was something that was done by a lot of our other Māori leaders. It was actually that government at the time, people will remember that brought it in. So they may have a different view about it because it was one of their policies that they brought in. Who knows? But it is positive to hear our minister talk about Whānau Ora. But at the end of the day, when you can evidence change and you've got the proof of change and the solution's working, why would you say no to it? So that's something that we're really proud of 10 years later, be able to evidence. And not only evidence for ourselves, it's now seen as a solution, as you know, some of our... in fact, we've got our CEO of Te Tihi o Ruahine in Manawatū, one of our Whānau Ora partners, is right now in the States talking to a group of Indian tribes who have come together to form a new model similar to Whānau Ora called Te Wahi. And she's actually presenting to them in about 2 or 3 days about our approach to evidencing data in the Whānau Ora model. So a lot of the work that we're doing down here in Aotearoa, if you like, is also being recognised globally about the invest as a result of an investment, what is a significant change you can make in our vulnerable communities.
Great talking with you again, Awarangi. Thanks so much for all the mahi you've been doing in this space, and congratulations to you and the team for the acknowledgement at the AXIA Awards. Great to talk with you again. Mauri ora.
Kia ora.
Thanks so much. Awarangi Jury with us.